It's fine. I had a badge and everything. No, I was actually... I was a kid.
She may have gotten one, I can't remember. I guess Gary didn't get me the minutes from their last meeting. Yeah. Yeah. That's actually what I was looking for, was the next meeting.
Everything good? Back bottom.
This can of gravy.
I think. So when you get old, you just fall.
Somebody's got a little more experience in a month or two.
Yeah, that would be good.
The Georgetown guys were excited, and they let us rest, but, you know.
Display of unity. I'm going to support the chief in putting $10,000 in his budget to do one of his vehicles in exchange for taking we took one out.
Mm-hmm. Right.
I think it would be worth a try. Just, at least we'll get some experience.
And you know, if it doesn't turn out to be as reliable and all.
Swap it out with an enforcement vehicle here or something.
Yeah,
you know,
right.
There's other things we can do with it.
So it's not ever really exposed.
Okay, the November 2nd council meeting is now called to order. Would everybody please rise for the Pledge of Allegiance and pray?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Have a moment of silence, please. Thank you. Okay, Val, roll call.
Councilman Evans.
Here.
Councilwoman White.
Here.
Councilman DeFeo.
Here.
Councilman Rayner.
Here.
Councilman Riddle.
Here.
Councilman Thornton.
Here.
Mr. Vice Mayor, the Mayor, Mayor Stombaugh, is out of town tonight, and she is excused.
Okay, any other additions or deletions to the published agenda? Easy. Minutes?
We need a motion and a second to approve.
So moved.
Second.
Motion and a second. Roll call.
Councilman White.
Aye.
Councilman DeFeo.
Aye.
Councilman Rayner.
Aye.
Councilman Riddle.
Aye.
Councilman Thornton.
Aye.
Councilman Evans.
Aye.
Okay, under reports, presiding officer, I have nothing.
You skipped the minutes on the top. Minutes of October 19th.
Move that we approve the minutes of October 19th.
Second.
Got a motion and a second. Roll call.
Councilman DeFeo.
Aye.
Councilman Rayner.
Aye.
Councilman Riddle.
Aye.
Councilman Thornton.
Aye.
Councilman Evans.
Aye.
Councilman White.
Aye.
Okay. Reports. Presiding officer, I have none. Town attorney, not here. Police chief.
Sir, I have no report for you this evening. However, I do have an invitation for you that placed at each of your places this evening. Came directly from the Smyrna Clayton Boys and Girls Club board meeting. And just want to invite you to our annual Taste of Smyrna. It's our annual one campaign kickoff. It'll be on Thursday, November 19th from 6 to 8 p.m. at the Opera House. We expect to have a lot of good food, a lot of great people there. George Wicks will be there to sing, and the Gaston family. I've never heard them before, but I understand it's a family of four children that play musical instruments. They're supposed to be very, very good. So it would be. I know that the club would very much appreciate it if members of council could be there, and certainly the general public. And I have some more invitations for anybody that might like one before they leave.
Okay, the town manager.
Thank you. You have a written report in your packet. I want to call your attention to a couple of items. Tomorrow at 3 o'clock, the Walkable Communities Workshop, which will start downstairs in the conference room, involve a walking tour of part of downtown with some folks from DelDOT and others who are going to discuss with us some of the opportunities and criteria for creating walkable communities. That's from 3 to 5 tomorrow. And remind the members of council, on Thursday morning, the Business Development Committee is hosting a Smyrna Business Leaders Idea Exchange that will be held in the Christiana Care Wellness Center conference room beginning at 8:30. And I would hope that some of the members of council would be able to attend. If you are planning to go, if you could let me know just so I have a better head count. Also, kind of for your information, you probably got this either in your mailbox or directly, the Kent County Economic Development Summit at Dell Tech on November the 13th at 8 o'clock. If any of you are interested, if you want to give me a call or call Carol, get you some more information. This is the first of a series of countywide economic development initiatives that the New Kent County Economic Partnership, I think that's their correct term title, is hosting. I think that's everything, sir.
Okay, thank you. Committees.
I'll report just quickly on finance. I gave you tonight on your desk the revised October 13 minutes or notes of the Finance Committee. The Finance Committee also met on October 27th to continued deliberations on the budget. I do not have those notes. Unfortunately, I didn't get them from Gary, so I apologize. The Finance Committee will meet again on November the 10th at 5 o'clock as we attempt to close in on a budget for 2010.
Okay.
The published notice says 6 o'clock, so I stand corrected. The meeting will be at 6 o'clock on November the 10th. So I need to make that correction on my calendar. Okay.
Okay, any others? Okay, the only other is the charter review meets on the 17th. That's at 5 o'clock.
Did you want to say about the Utility Committee not meeting this month?
The Utility Committee scheduled for this month will will not be meeting. We're waiting for some information from Downs and Associates and some other information to deliberate on. So the meeting for November has been canceled.
Okay, any others? Recognition of visitors. If anyone has anything they'd like to say, they could step up. You'll each have 3 minutes, and we'll go by my Timex. I don't have the clock today.
Mr. Vice Mayor, Council, my name is Alan Robinson. I live at 101 West South Street. I'm past president and past fire chief of the Citizens Hose Company. The fire company has been providing service to this town for over 100 years. It was begun in 1886. It's all volunteer. I see on your agenda this evening you have a waiver of utility charges for quasi-governmental public services, including fire and ambulance. The fire would be us. I'd like to see that you grant that waiver. It costs us $23,000 a year just in electricity to run the fire service. We provide fire service, emergency service, actually, to the citizens of Smyrna 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year, uninterrupted. The fire company has just, the town has just gone through an insurance audit where the residents of this town have the highest insurance rating in the state of Delaware. Their insurance actually is cheaper because they live here because of this fire service. The only place that's higher is a paid department, and that's in Wilmington. We're not paid, and we are the next highest level because of the service we provide, the equipment, the manpower, the response time. Times are tight for everybody, including the fire service. Our equipment, our gear, things don't go down in price, they go up. The grant of the waiver would help us tremendously. Our budget's not nearly as large as yours. $25,000 or whatever it might be for the electricity would help us per year. I can see where this should be a positive vote. If you have any questions, I can try to answer some. I've only been in the fire service since 1973. There are some in the town have been here longer. I'll try if you have any questions.
Any questions? Okay. Thank you, Al.
Thank you.
Okay, any others?
Vice Mayor and Council, I was at last month's meeting and was complaining.
Your name and address, please.
Doug Roberts, 32 West Mount Vernon Street. I came to October's meeting and complained about cars coming down West Mount Vernon Street the wrong way. Just a few things that hasn't stopped. It's actually got worse. On the 29th of October, I was going to work 6 o'clock in the morning. Red Monte Carlo turned left off of Delaware Street onto West Mount Vernon Street. Luckily, I saw it when I was pulling out my driveway and stopped. He went all the way down to Main Street, made a right. Then on the 28th, a minivan at 12:30 in the afternoon almost ran into my wife head on. She was turning off of Main Street onto West Mount Vernon Street. The lady was going, I don't know if she came down all the way down West Mount Vernon Street or she turned off of Market Street, but that was almost head-on. Another altercation was a white Lexus coming. That was on the 1st of November at 3:30 in the afternoon, made a right-hand turn on West Mount Vernon Street and went across Main Street all the way down to, I guess, the Wayside Inn, as far as I could see. And this is an ongoing problem. This is just a few of the things that I see when I'm around, but it happens all day long. I mean, it's just and it seemed like it really got worse when they were working on Main Street. A couple people I know for a fact do it every day because it's just so much easier to get, I guess, to where they're going. But somebody's really going to get hurt It's going to be a head-on accident and possibly somebody killed. I'd appreciate if you could maybe put some signs up on the corner of South Delaware Street and West Mount Vernon says, do not enter. And I've got a one-way sign on the front of my property, but they don't see it. And they turn there every day.
Okay, Mr. Roberts, maybe get up with the chief on that.
Okay.
All right.
Okay, thank you.
Mr. Vice Mayor, following the last council meeting, when this was brought to our attention, I did get up with Public Works folks, and we went from one end of Mount Vernon Street to the other. I suggested, and they looked at it, too. They suggested also a number of places where we could put more signage to try to address this problem. I'm not sure what the status of that is. I honestly haven't been back to see if the signs are up. I suspect not, because they have to go through Miss Utility before they can dig to put more street signs up. This gentleman is not the only one that has noticed this issue. Our officers are aware of it. Hopefully there are more patrols in that area. We can't be there, obviously, 24/7. Sir, if you see somebody doing it and you can give us a tag number, we'll follow through on it. Any more specifics you can give us, I have no problem at all in asking an officer to sit in an area if we have a repeated problem, to sit there and monitor it for. If we can sit there for a half hour, that would be a pretty long period of time to keep an officer stationary. But we'll certainly try that. But I agree with you. There is going to be a serious problem there if we don't do something to address it. I appreciate you bringing it to our attention.
Thank you, Chief.
I'll follow up as well. It's my understanding that the Miss Utility tickets have been called in, but I'm, like the Chief, I rather doubt the sign. The tickets are clear to the signs.
It takes
a week or so.
We took notice of it. I agree with it is an issue, and we're working on it.
Very good.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, old business. They have the second reading of I'm sorry.
I'm doing the best I can.
Hi, my name is Ann Henning, 46 Raphael Road, Sunnyside Village, and I live here in Smyrna, and I love it. I speak as a citizen who likes to read, and I also speak as the president of the Smyrna Public Library Guild. I know you're cutting budgets. Things are tough. I have a chart here I'll pass along to everybody. I don't know what you're going to cut this year or how much, but yeah, last year it was cut very bad, and the year before. I've been there. I know the issue of cleaning is a big issue. They do have to vacuum and clean toilets. It changed from one night to two. She has not gotten new employees. They're very low in employees. She has long waits at the register. And with people out of work, she had to limit the times from 3, I think, to 6:30 or whatever time it is, that so people can do when you're doing a job, apply for interviews online. And I see a need there. And we all see a need. I know it. We need a bigger library, and we need places to go. But I know we need a fire department, and there's other things we need. Just take into consideration that they're working there. A lot of volunteers have left. She's had staff leaving, and she does a very good job for one person. And again, I like to read, and there's a lot of other people in this town that comes because they have quite a people going in and out of that library every day. It's amazing if you would go in there one day and see how many people are there, especially on a Children's Day when they do the programs. And most of that is donations from Walmart and Sayers and other places in town that the town does nothing for as far as the summer reading programs. I just like you to take that into consideration. Thank you. Good night now.
Thank you. Anyone else? Okay.
Hi, I'm Jen Merrill. I live at 115 North Main Street. I'm also a member of this Smyrna Public Library Guild, and I'm here to implore you that as you go through this budget cycle, you remember how important the library is to this community. It's been shown in numerous journal articles. I'm going to pull it together for you guys so you have it in an information packet, how much library usage goes up during recessions. And the library here has seen that as well. The chart that Anne gave you guys is a chart showing a steady increase in the number of volumes checked out, the number of books taken out of the library. During the fiscal year 2008-2009, there were over 82,000 visits at the Smyrna Library. Circulation was almost 51,000 volumes, 51,000 books provided to help these people in our community get through. And I guess I know the fire department's important, the ambulance is important, and so is the library. It really needs to be up there, especially when approximately 31% of the people living in our community don't have access to the internet at home and come to our library to apply for online jobs. So I just ask you to consider that as you go forward with the budget process. Thank you.
Any others out here? Okay, then we'll move on to old business. We have the second reading of ordinance number 066-07, solicitor's ordinance.
Vice Mayor?
Is there a typo in there?
Yeah, there's a... It says 07 on the agenda and it says 09 on the actual ordinance.
You're right.
Okay. We will determine what the correct number is and put it in there. I think it's 09. I believe it's 09.
Yes, 006, 09.
09, okay. It's a typo on the agenda.
I move that we accept ordinance 006-09. Covering peddlers and solicitors as the second reading.
I'll second.
Okay, we've got a motion and a second. Roll call.
Councilor Arena.
Aye.
Councilor Riddle.
Aye.
Councilor Thornton.
Aye.
Councilor Evans.
Aye.
Councilor White.
Aye.
Councilor DeFeo.
Aye.
Okay, any questions? No. The next under old business is a resolution to set the date and time for annexation election on 13 North Howard Street, Faust, on 12-309, 9 to 10.
This, as council may recall, this annexation election was originally scheduled for October 22nd. There's a memo in your packet. Unfortunately, at the last minute, the property owners were unable to be here on time, and the annexation election could not proceed. What is in your packet is a resolution to reschedule the annexation election for December. What the date is? December the 3rd at 9 o'clock. Form and everything will be exactly the same. It's just the property owners had an unforeseen difficulty and were not able to be here. And I would also just bring to the council's attention that Mr. Jaywerk has suggested to Mr. Rayner, as chairman of the Charter Review Committee, that we may want to look at changing the language as relates to annexation elections, where there's only one property and one property owner involved. This is somewhat antiquated language that is no longer used in very many jurisdictions across the state for reasons of this type, that it's an expense and a process that doesn't necessarily accomplish anything when the owner is asked to be annexed and there's no other properties and no other residents on the property to hold an election at which the owner comes in and votes. So I would just make you aware that that is an issue we probably want to take a look at.
All right, we need a motion on it, Dave.
We do, yes.
Okay.
I'll make a motion that we have an annexation election of 13 North Howard Street on December 3rd, 2009, from 9 a.m. to 10 a.m.
Second.
Okay, we've got a motion and a second. Roll call.
Councilman Riddle.
Aye.
Councilman Thornton.
Aye.
Councilman Evans.
Aye.
Councilman White.
Aye.
Councilman DeFeo.
Aye.
Councilman Mayer.
Aye. Okay, new business. Waiver of utility charges for quasi-governmental public services, fire and ambulance.
Mr. Hugg, were you going to review this, or you just want a motion for it?
Well, this issue was brought to our attention for both the Finance Committee's consideration and to put on the Council agenda. As members of the Finance Committee are aware, and some members of the public, the issue of funding for fire, ambulance, and some other services has been discussed by the Finance Committee, and this was offered as an alternative to the grant that we have traditionally made as a separate item in the budget. Does not affect the impact fee that the town passed a number of years ago to support fire, ambulance, and school needs. The concern, I guess, that the staff would have in this matter is that we haven't yet completed the discussions relative to the actual budget, and so I guess my suggestion to the council would be that it may be premature to take action on this matter tonight until the Finance Committee meets, but the action is on the council's agenda for motion.
And they meet again on the 10th?
We meet on the 10th. I mean, the numbers that Mr. Robinson presented tonight are, in fact, correct, and that's about pretty close, water and sewer and all combined. They're somewhat less for the net for the ambulance company, but they're in that ballpark.
And does this take the place of the grant?
I think that's the issue and the reason that I would suggest that council might want to postpone this discussion and pick it back up in the Finance Committee on the 10th, because when we talked about the matter at the last Finance Committee meeting, the recommendation had been made to eliminate the two specific grants. But it's unclear in my mind whether this was proposed as an alternative to the grants or as something in addition to the grants. I don't think the Finance Committee came to a conclusion on what they wanted to recommend, in part because there were a number of other items that they had asked staff to go back and look at.
My recollection of the Finance Committee was exactly that there was no firm decision made on it, and that it needs to be considered further in light of the entire budget. There were some pros and cons. This particular item was discussed at the Finance meeting, and pros and cons were discussed about waivers. My thought was at that time that we don't really want to make a decision and bring that forward either way, in light of the budget status right now. But certainly at the next Finance Committee meeting, we'll need to reach a consensus on the best way to approach that. So my recommendation would be to table it for this evening until the Finance Committee has a chance to review it.
I want to say something before we table it. I'm not saying it because I'm a volunteer fireman or anything, but town of Smyrna is the only municipality in the state of Delaware that charges the fire company electric. Now, I understand years ago that this town used to give the fire company free electric. So I'd like to see that come back again.
Would there be any type of cap on this?
Yeah. I think that's one item that was not discussed and probably has to be discussed. One of the criticism, quite honestly, that was bannered about at the Finance Committee was, well, if you get something for nothing, then you have a tendency to maybe abuse it. I don't think that's the case with respect to the fire department. They recognize they have so much utilities they have to use, and they're going to use it, I think, judiciously. But that was an item that was brought up. So I think rather than do it without the Finance Committee's input with respect to the overall budget, I think it would be appropriate to hold off on it. And to answer your question, there was not discussion about caps, but I think certainly
I was thinking possibly it could be reworded that unless it got to 30,000 or something. I personally would like to see us do all we can for the fire company, and I'm sure everybody else does too. Mm-hmm. But also have to be fiscally responsible too. I mean,
right,
everybody knows where the energy costs are going to go, and they always go up. And
this is true, and with respect to actual dollars and cents, if we give the fire department $25,000 worth of electricity, it's not going to cost the town $25,000 to buy that electricity. I'm not sure what the ratio would be, but it certainly wouldn't be $25,000. So from that respect, we would be saving some in our budget, and I think that's a win-win situation for both the community and the fire department.
I like to see both of them, the fire company and the ambulance crew, too, because you'll never get no better service than what you got from both of us.
Absolutely. I think Art has a question.
I know that I'm only during public comments, but just to enlighten you guys for a couple of minutes.
Art, do you want to, for the record, can we have your name and all?
My name is Art Ricker, 605 Johns Road, Smyrna, Delaware. I was a treasurer of the Volunteer Fire Company since 1975 until I retired a year and a half ago. When I took over as treasurer in 76, we were getting $1,000 a month from the town and free electric. And then along somewhere in the reign of Mike Jacobs, some wise people thought it would be better for us to pay for our electric, and they calculated a formula which increased the monthly appropriation the equivalent amount of what our electric was at that time. I think it went up to around $20,000 in the beginning, and then about 10 or 12 years ago, it went up to $25,000 annual appropriation, and we paid for the utilities that we used. We have never asked for an increase in money, partly because you instituted the impact fee program about 4 years ago, 5 years ago, which was designed to give us funds to be available for the purchase of new equipment that was caused by the impact of new housing. The issue of this utility situation has come up because one of the proposals is to totally eliminate our appropriation of $25,000. And that would be a major, major hit for the fire company, who has provided volunteer fire service, as Robbie said, for many years. And there's no way you could afford to have a paid fire service. So you're really getting a cheap deal for $25,000. We average about 1,000 man hours a month. And if you only gave us $10 an hour, that's $10,000 a month right there. And that's only when people are coming to the alarms. That's not the guys you'd have to have sitting around if you had a paid, you know, all the time there. But that's how the electric concept has flowed, and we're just hoping that we can maintain status quo one way or the other.
Any other questions? I think we have a table on here. Do we have a second?
We have a second to table. I don't believe we did.
I'll second.
A motion to table and a second. Roll call.
Councilman Horton.
Aye.
Councilman Evans.
Aye.
Councilman White.
Aye.
Aye.
Councilman
Rayner? Aye.
Councilman
Riddle?
Aye.
Okay, item B. We have a recommendation to the Charter Review Committee, reference 5.3.3, concerning council members who wish to file for the position of mayor. I have this in my packet and had it from before, and this is something that we can bring up at Charter Review.
Mrs. White, I think you, did you want a motion to formally send this to, was that your intention to send this to charter review?
Not if we don't have to have a motion for it. No, I would like it to go to charter review before it comes to council.
Okay.
At their next meeting.
And that's fine. I mean, just, I know your intent was to make sure that it got to charter
yes.
review. And this does so.
Okay. Next, other council business. Dave, do you have any?
No, I don't believe so. I'm looking through my other notes here to see if there's anything that specifically. No, I don't believe there's anything else that I have to bring forward.
Okay. The next item 11 is the executive session to consider a personnel matter in which the names, competency, and abilities of an individual employee will be discussed. We have a motion to go.
We need a motion to go into executive session.
I'll make a motion to go into executive session to discuss personnel matters in which the names, competency, and abilities of an individual employee will be discussed.
Second.
Okay, motion is second. Roll call.
Aye. We're in executive session at 8:04. Ask everybody.
Make a motion that we take no action on the items discussed in the.
Sorry, you have to move to come out of executive session first.
Yep.
Okay.
Move to come out of executive session.
Okay.
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Move that we take no action on the items discussed in the executive session at this time.
Second.
Got a motion and a second. Roll call.
Councilman DeFeo.
Aye.
Councilman Rayner.
Aye.
Councilman Riddle.
Aye.
Councilman Thornton.
Aye.
Councilman Evans.
Aye.
Councilman
Aye. Move to adjourn.
Move to adjourn. Motion to move to adjourn. We got in a second.
Aye.
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 Okay. Go home and that catch the beginning of the ball game, which you just started, right?
It's probably 5:09.